I feel like we can eat when we record.
No.
Yes, we can.
No.
People don't want to hear some ASMR chip eating?
Not usually, no.
what other people do when they do ASMR? That's gross sounding. Please stop.
Hi, welcome to Pencils In.
Hi.
This is an inventory episode.
Yeah, because Phil's schedule is terrible.
Well, it's not just that, actually. I'm just taking on a huge topic. I'm deciding whether it's supposed to be two or three parts.
I think it's going to be three parts.
It could be.
The amount that you're researching.
Yeah. It depends upon how many biographies I want to do out of it, but there's a lot of people to cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, basically, to take it, to take you into my world right now, one of the reasons that I wanted to do this type of thing is because I wanted to learn more about the golden age of comics, which I just know precious little about. I was fairly familiar with Marvel, which is why I already did Marvel stuff, right?
Yep.
DC or any other comic book company, I just didn't know, baby. I just didn't know.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, that gives you a hint of what I've been doing. I'll just straight up say it. I'm researching Superman. It's a big topic.
Yeah,
so,
it's a huge topic.
What I need to figure out is how many people do I talk about? I know I got to talk about Siegel and Schuster. I probably want to talk about, Major Wheeler Nelson, I think is his name. Nelson Wheeler, maybe that's what it was.
I don't know.
Harry Donenfeld, I got to talk about him. I got to talk about Jack Leibovitz. I might even go into just talk about Batman.
You know what's real fun?
Yeah.
You saying all these names, like when I drop names to you and I'm just like, and you're like, what are you talking about? That's me right now. I'm just like,
yeah.
Hey.
Like the one person who knows about Golden Age stuff who's listening to our podcast is just nodding his head. Just like, yeah, you got to talk about all those guys. Yeah, definitely.
You do.
Yeah. What I'm trying to figure out is, do I talk about, you know, say Vin Sullivan? Do I talk about Whitney Ellsworth? I've decided already I'm going to talk about Whitney Ellsworth.
Okay. But, that's cool.
Yeah.
Talk about who you want.
That's my big project. It's been taking me a long time. Plus, my schedule has been stupid. So, you know, reading's been hard. But
he's also a very slow reader.
I'm an exceptionally slow reader.
Yeah.
I got a lot done this last 2 weeks, but, not enough to get an episode out. Sue is working on her own stuff.
Yeah.
She has several topics lined up already.
Oh, yeah.
B, I'm a little more freewheeling in that I never know when I'm actually going to be done. So, but that is one of the topics that I wanted to do for a very long time. Just talk about Superman, his origins, have Sue read Golden Age Superman.
Be baffled. Just completely bonkers.
It's pretty bonkers.
Yeah.
It's not as bonkers as some of the stuff.
No,
out there.
I live for that. Are you kidding me? When we were reading Legion, I was just like, everything. This, I live for this.
Yeah, so you'll understand where Legion came from and all that sort of stuff. At some point, you're going to read Silver Age Superman stuff.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll get there. We'll get there. But, we've mostly up until now, we've been doing topics that I already had some vague awareness of. They weren't really that difficult for me to cover. But, I decided I'm going to just branch out, and that's what's been taking so long.
We're going to branch out. You know what I've been super interested in? I've been super interested in webtoons.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who are you going to cover?
Well, we're going to cover, I was talking to you about this, but we're going to cover the webtoon, probably because I have the book for it, The Remarried Empress.
There we go.
Yeah. Super Korean.
Yeah.
Super, like,
as long
you know.
As information on that person to give.
Oh, yeah. Super Korean, super revenge-y, right? I kind of want to say it's a stereotypical plot, but still so fun to read.
Just because it's predictable doesn't mean it's not good.
No, yeah. Everybody gets their comeuppance, the ones that are supposed to get their comeuppances.
Mm-hmm.
It's also kind of bonkers.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking about this with Katie at the comic shop. By the way, shout out to Katie at the comic shop.
Dragon's Lair.
Hawaii. Shout out, right? Because we're talking about that story, and we're just like, what's the point of, a little bit of spoiler, what's the point of the guy turning into a bird? By the way, it's nothing. I can tell you this, and there's nothing. It has nothing to do with the plot at all. Nothing.
Cool.
Yeah, he just turns to a bird. And we were like, cool, that has nothing to do with anything else. That's just like, you know, you're working on a car, right?
Misdirection.
And then, yeah, you're just working on this car and you're like, that's cool. And he's like, oh, by the way, here's a falcon. You're like, what's that have to do with the car? And he's like, absolutely nothing. I just wanted to show you this falcon.
By the way, your brakes are out.
Yeah. Also, I was reading a lot of Initial D.
Just cause. Are we going to cover it?
Maybe.
Okay, why not?
Because, like, you know, my friends are in the car scene. Maybe I would ask one of my friends to be on the podcast. Who's in the car scene?
Maybe.
Yeah. Also, I forgot how insane that manga was, too. The Initial D manga. Because there's just a level of, I guess, belief. Like, the suspension of disbelief that you can have when it comes to, like, manga like that. Where you're just like, no way, that can't happen. No, you know, brain shut off. Yeah, that could happen. Yeah, that could probably happen. I guess it could happen.
As long as it works with the internal logic of the world.
Oh, it totally works with the internal logic of the universe.
Yeah.
It's just cray cray.
Yeah. Just like we were discussing whether Wonder Woman should have straps on her bathing suit. And Sue's like, no. And I'm just like, well, like, what holds it up? Invisible straps? She's like, if she can have an invisible plane, she can have invisible straps in her bathing suit.
That's what I told you.
And I was like, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Wonder Woman has invisible straps. That's what holds up her bathing suit.
DC, you better not take that idea from me. I'll be really mad.
She also prefers the WW to the Eagle.
Yeah.
I'm just got to tell you that. The WW seems a bit lighter, so maybe that just won't drag her bathing suit down.
It does.
Yeah.
It totally does.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
Also, Superman needs the trunks. Fortunately, they put them back on. Batman needs trunks, too.
Batman is just... I feel bad for Batman.
Batman needs trunks.
Batman...
Hashtag trunks for Batman.
Yeah. Batman just needs to come back to reality.
He's fine.
He's okay out there by himself in space?
No. See, I have a lot of radical opinions about Batman that I'm not sure people would appreciate.
Oh.
Number one being that there should only be one Robin and that needs to be Dick Grayson.
That's true.
All the Dick Grayson people out there are going to lose their damn mind. And I'm just like, that kid needs to be back in the short pants. And he needs to be back with Batman.
No, it was like, was it short pants? I thought it was like underwear kind of.
Short pants and elf boots.
Elf boots, huh?
Short pants and elf boots.
Well, must we bring up Dick Grayson's dark history?
It's not dark. He's the brightest character in there. There you go.
Hey, remember when they in Batman Forever when they're just like, why are you named Robin? And it's just like, because I named it after the bird. And I was just like, no, don't name yourself after that bird. That bird is a jerk.
The reason they called him Robin was because he was a Robin, because they thought Robin Hood was cool.
Yeah.
And that Robin Hood movie that we watched the other day had come out like a year or two before.
Yeah, we did watch that movie.
Yeah, from 1938, yeah. Apparently. So when was Robin created? 1940. So there you go.
But like, that movie was actually pretty good. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Good job, HBO Max, in your presentation of some old films.
Yeah, shout out to HBO Max.
They don't look like garbage like I've seen on a lot of those presentations.
Oh, yeah. I'm also appreciative of Maid Marian because, like, it was 1938, and you would think that she would just be decoration, but she actually had, like, some...
A little bit of agency.
Yeah, some agency, and I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, and she got to be defined and all this stuff. Shout out to Olivia de Havilland from 85 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. Shout out to Claude Rains as Prince John.
Oh, yeah.
You know who friggin' what was that guy's name? Guy of Guilford or something like
That's
that?
That's supposed to be the Sheriff of Nottingham, kind of?
Yeah, do you know why he looked familiar to me?
Why?
As I was staring up the whole time, I was like, why are you so familiar? Basil Rathbone.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, that's why. He's freaking Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he is.
There you go. Yes, this has been our talk of movies from 85 years ago.
Just like our talk of comics from like a bajillion years ago.
Well, see, I'm in a golden age movie. I could be watching a lot of more golden age stuff. See, I think when, we're not only going to be talking about Superman comic book, we're going to be talking about Superman comic strip. We're going to be talking about Superman the radio show.
You know what I think people need?
So, but we'll get into it.
I think people need more context, too. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know, sometimes people will read something or will watch a Looney Tune. We have no idea when we were children, we watched Looney Tunes. We were just like, oh, who are they making fun of? And then later on, you're just like, well, politically, they're making fun of this person.
Or, you know, there was a popular show on the air and, you know, they're just making fun of that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the heck?
You wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know. We just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But I think that's important for comic books, too. Like you said, you know, Robin Hood was a huge thing like 2 years ago. So guess who showed up?
Well, I'll be getting into a lot of that stuff, I hope. So hopefully the next time you hear us, it's a Superman episode. If not, it's a Sue episode. But yeah. I'm getting there.
Also, I'd have to disagree with the one Robin because I actually like Tim Drake.
Tim Drake's fine.
I like Tim Drake.
Not bold enough, though.
How dare you?
This is my hot take.
How dare you?
This is my hot take of hot takes.
How dare you? He figured out who Batman was.
There needs to be one Robin, and it needs to be Dick Grayson. If DC had any balls, they would have reset Batman a long time ago. Maybe he would have only had this one Robin.
And not seven?
And not seven Robins.
Like a brood. He's just collecting orphans in his Batmobile. He just sees like a black-haired kid on the side of the road. He's like, you!
They've already made the mistake with having Superman with a full adult son for some stupid reason. So,
well, Hulk has a full adult son.
Also stupid.
You don't like Scar?
No, why would I? Do you have any idea how much it messes with timelines to have full adult sons for characters like this?
Well, maybe it's like a Fire Emblem Awakening thing and they just came from the future. You're full adult children.
What I don't get is, right, like, I know that Superman Jr., you know.
Is his name really Superman Jr.?
No, it's he's Superman.
Or is it like that old timey thing where he's just like, you know, Jor-El, son of Kal-El, son of Jor-El.
He was Superboy for a while. Now he's Superman, I guess, except now there's two Supermans, but I don't really understand. He's a Superman Jr. for all I would, just for ease of use here. So, Superman Jr., he was born, was a little kid, somehow got sped up so that he was like 8, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, because of some timeline,
wibbly wobbly timey wimey thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Okay.
And then he gets sent into another timeline again, and he came back as a full grown adult, or 17 or 18. I couldn't tell. Anyway.
Got himself a boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now he's older than his counterpart, other Robin, which is also grown in a test tube. And you see where I'm going as to how stupid this all sounds.
Has grown in a test tube, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe just take it back to where it's not so dumb and full of stupid crap. Look, I'm going to sound like an old man hater.
Yes, you are.
I haven't read any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I can't actually tell you the value of these characters.
Drinking the hatering.
Oh, I can't tell you the actual value of these characters, but I can tell you that to dilute your product like this makes zero sense. So, yeah.
You know what I think it is? I think people are just uncreative in creating cool characters anymore because, like...
they don't get paid for it.
Yeah, they don't get paid for it, and your character just is stolen from you.
Yeah.
Case in point, all the other people that created all these characters...
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, look, we made a movie and we made bajillions of dollars off of your character. We could just slap your name on the end credits, right? Look, created by this person. Oh, you don't get any of those profits, though.
I get why it happens, right? And they're all like, all right, so here's what we need to do. We need to make a new character, and they need to be hot with the people. We need to give them a big thing going on, so they need a real push. So we need somebody to give some genuine like effort into putting this in here. Creators, what do you say? Do we get a cut? No. Okay, he's Spider-Man, but he's black.
I like Miles Morales.
wait, hang on. He's like Superman Jr., and he's bisexual.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, these are obviously characters who could have been, like, other characters who are, you know, perfectly capable of being their own people, not necessarily in the shadow of somebody else, having to share the name with somebody else. But there's no money in that, is there?
Nope, there's no money in that.
Exactly.
It sucks.
So, yeah, that's why you just dilute your product more and more and more. We make a spider family because Marvel already owns all the spider stuff. So just slap Spider on more and more characters. You know what I mean?
Somebody sounds really bitter.
It's just, it's a dumb marketing strategy.
Well, you talk to them.
Let me ask you a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have to go up to somebody and say, you know, hey, are you into Spider-Man? And they ask you which one, you've already lost.
I just want to point out that people do that for like Super Sentai, though.
Hmm?
You know, which is your favorite Red Ranger? It's this Red Ranger.
That's different.
Okay.
It is completely different.
No.
We're talking about a continuing, so we're supposed to be a continuum here.
Okay.
Not about so much a series of different shows. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, yeah. So, like, you know, the Dino Red Ranger is different from the Car Red Ranger, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, you're diluting the pool, and it makes no sense.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have a bunch of original characters. Just pay people.
That's the problem. They don't want to pay people.
Just pay people.
They don't want to pay people.
Yeah. Just pay people.
They don't want to pay people.
Yeah. Anyway, that's me. I hope you're not trying to... I hope you're not hearing me say that, you know, they never should have created a sort of Miles Morales, or they never should have created Superman Jr. or anything like that. I'm saying that those characters are fine. They just never should have been Spider-Man or Superman.
They should have been their own thing.
Yeah, they should have been their own thing.
I feel like they should have.
Having to try to twist a character or twist a mantle into something else is the clearest sign that you have zero creativity. You know what I mean?
Because Hollywood's been doing it for years.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. it's like coming up with a completely different concept. Like, say, I want to send a girl to, like, weird monster high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, have her have interactions with those things. You know, she's a telepath and all that sort of stuff. Great idea. We're going to put the Addams Family franchise on it.
Yep.
Yeah. You hear what I'm talking
Sounds
about?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're doing now.
Yeah. Yeah.
He seems really sad.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm working on stuff.
Yeah, I'm working on stuff.
Yeah. But I don't really know if I have much else to talk about. I've been not really keeping up with movies.
We've been watching stuff. We've been watching The Mandalorian.
Yeah, just that's it.
I don't know, because I'm scared of watching Wakanda Forever.
We got to.
You know what's really funny? I'm going to say it on this podcast right now. Years and years and years ago, but even before the Marvel Cinematic Universe was happening in the works, because like we're talking about Black Nick Fury. Remember? And I was just like, oh man, they made a Black Nick Fury. And I was like, eh. Right? And then you're just like, you know what? That's just like making a Latino Namor. Just make Namor Latino. And guess what happened in Wakanda Forever?
Yeah. I don't know if he counts as Latino, but still.
He counts as Latino.
Yeah.
The Latino community has embraced him.
Well, I can't remember exactly what the designation of Latino means sometimes, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Latino.
He's definitely of... He's supposed to be like... They lean into the native sort of aspects for
yes.
that one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Mesoamerican native stuff.
Mm-hmm. They're not. At least they're not like all blue, I guess.
Are they supposed to be blue in that movie? I don't know.
I think some of them are blue.
I honestly don't watch trailers and stuff. All I know is that Namor exists and that he can't have his own movie because rights are held elsewhere. Like Ooh. The Hulk.
Yeah, like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Well, the Hulk had his own movies, sort of.
Sort of. But it was put out by Universal, remember?
Yeah, that's why I said sort of.
Yeah. I think they still own the rights to the Hulk movie name. So they can use the character, but they can't use the name for the movie.
That's a whole messy situation, too, that we should talk about.
Yeah, I probably should talk about bankrupt Marvel at some point.
Oh, yeah. And just selling off your properties and stuff. And the reasons why you can't have a Spider-Man without asking Sony if you could have the Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was a weird time in the 90s. 90s were weird, man.
But then again, you can have like three Spider-Mens and have the entire theater go nuts.
Yeah. But the best part about bankrupt Marvel is that it has two villains. Carl Icahn and Ike Perlmutter.
Oh, God. Carl Icahn.
Villains!
They are totally villains.
Yeah, basically.
If you threw like Rupert Murdoch in there too, I would have just been like, oh, man, it's like the It's like the Legion of Doom.
Yeah, he wasn't there at the time.
Yeah. The Legion of Doom.
I don't think Murdoch was that interested in that stuff. Although his company was the people who bought the rights to the Fantastic Four and X-Men. So.
That's what I'm saying, Phil. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Legion of Doom. There you go.
Anyway, I think I don't know if there's much else to talk about this one.
No, not really.
So, yeah, placeholder episode. That's why we're called an inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Keep things in stasis. But yeah, hopefully next time we come back with some better stuff, like an actual story to hear, as opposed to hearing me complain.
Yeah, like old man Phil.
I'm so tired. All right. Okay. Thanks for listening. We're still on the social media, believe it or not. I don't know how long Alex will be looking at Twitter, but it's still there.
Yeah. The slow collapse of Twitter.
Facebook is still there.
The slow collapse of Facebook.
TikTok is actually still there. We just, you know, I look at it sometimes. I don't know if that's going to exist much longer.
I get, like, adult ADD distracted by TikTok because I'm like, I should post something.
TikTok was one of the worst things that ever happened to my time.
I know. Frick.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, check us out on those things. There's not much else to say, so I think we should close it up.
All right.
So it's been Pencil is In. I'm Phil.
I'm Sue.
And we'll check you later.
Bye.